This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and engaging, not engaging, whatever it is you do, whatever makes you happy. And I, like I said, I very much do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you're putting in questions, you're asking me questions and that kind of thing. You know, you can help support the show in a number of ways. One of them is, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. There's a lot to be involved with. If you buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, or the coffee mug, or whatever it takes, you help support the show. I'm trying to find a better way of saying it, but you help support the show. So when you buy the T-shirts, the coffee mugs, the books, whatever, it helps. It helps tremendously. Anyway, some of these stories I can't wait to get to. And the things I love about some of these stories is why is it that those on the left, especially the far left, will defend any decision they make? Even, do you remember, what was his name? What do we call him? Baghdad Bob. Remember Baghdad Bob? You could hear the bombs and see the rubble coming down over his head. And he talked about how they had driven the enemy out. They had driven the Americans out. The infidels out. And yet, we're watching on other stations that were bombing the crud out of Baghdad. We were bombing, we were still in the city, and he was in. So they were trying to spread that lie and get us to believe it, right? And you see this morning, why do we fall into this? Why do we believe this? Why do we allow them to get away with it? You have to keep exposing them. Listen to me. The numbers are important. In 3 hours in Chicago, right? 30 people were shot in a 3-hour period. They weren't done yet either. It included an 11-year-old and 11 more teens. The city, this is constant in this city. At the time of this particular article, five people were dead and 50 others were wounded during a night of catastrophic violence in Chicago. Now, officials, even during a press conference, first of all, how does this happen? In a city like Chicago, they know where the violence is. They know where the... They're not stupid. They know where the guns are. They know what's going on. Why aren't they... Hey, Sharpton! Jackson, where are you? Mr. Obama, instead of running around and endorsing some of these empty suits, why aren't you there helping your people? You three people could do so much good in that community. Where are you? What are you doing? And then all you celebrities... Right, that you have your own armed guards, but we'll forget about that for now. All you celebs who want to help the inner city, who get mad at the Republicans, why don't you band together and do something to show that you truly want to help and not just beat on Republicans? Wouldn't that be nice? Dozens and dozens of families waited for word of the shooting victims being treated at the Stroger Hospital Sunday afternoon. Police blocked the emergency room driveway because of the tensions outside the hospital. They said the hospital is like a trauma center in a war zone. Now, according to police, at least five people were killed and 50 others wounded in a relatively short period of time. Right? The violence included an unheard of five mass shootings where three or more people were shot. And it happened just after midnight. But this is, again, this is, so we're clear, this is not new. This isn't something they just figured out. This isn't something that just started happening. During an attempted drive-by shooting in West Humboldt Park just before 1 o'clock, four people were injured. Right? Someone on the street returned fire. I mean, they're in the middle of a street firing back and forth. You got men exchanging gunfire after midnight. It's like, it's crazy there. It's like the wild, wild, wild west in modern times. Mayor Rahm Emanuel called for the shootings unacceptable and pledged that the police were doing, well, they're not doing everything possible. Rahm, you've been offered help from President Trump, but because you're so partisan, because you hate him so much, you're not willing to take it. So at one point, see, if this was the other way around, if this was George W. Bush, at what point does Rahm Emanuel become responsible for these deaths? At what point does Rahm Emanuel become responsible for the out-of-control crime wave in the city? Now, I love this line by him, and I can have a field day with this, but I'm going to try to be nice to a degree. Despite the fact that Chicago police have taken 5,500 illegal guns off the street. Hello? So you're going to ban the guns, right? You're not going to allow people to have guns. So how do you track illegal guns? Nobody will answer the question. How are you going to keep the illegal guns off the street? How are you going to keep the thugs, yeah, you heard me, the thugs from bringing the illegal guns into the neighborhoods? You think they're, oh, it's against the law now. We can't do this. Right? Emanuel, now, this is rich coming from him. Emanuel said, we have too many guns on the street and not enough values. Well, what are you teaching your kids in school? You're teaching them that human life has no value. That a, quote-unquote, fetus, that a baby has no value. What's the word I'm looking for here? What's the punishment for these things? I hear they're in and out of jail within a couple of hours. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. More on this after the break. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Really, don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, there's a lot going on. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls, you know, you can just get involved in the conversation as a whole. Really. The you can buy the book. What did I say? T-shirts, coffee mugs. That's the coffee mug. Well, it's the wrong mug. It's okay. It'll work. Anyway.
You used them all.
Did I really?
Yeah.
That's because I enjoy them so much. Yeah, you can get a TRS coffee mug. I'm telling you, everything tastes better in a TRS coffee mug. Anyhow, we're talking about the violence in Chicago. And part of the problem, and I don't know this firsthand. I know this because I've been with some people, helped some people out in this area. But even an alcoholic has to admit that they're an alcoholic before they can be fixed, before they can work towards a solution or a cure, if you would. Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel has never admitted that the issue is with the thugs. The issue is with the criminals. The issue is with the problem there in the city. And I won't say it has nothing to do with the guns, but the guns are not first and foremost on the list. It's not about just the guns. But that's what he wants to... Listen to what he said earlier. Hopefully it'll come up, right? Because with my luck, it won't. But listen to what he said earlier about the why they're having the problem they're having. Now, they said he was very emotional and all this stuff. And I believe that. I mean, you can't watch this kind of slaughter happen and not be emotional. But what do you want to do about it? They do the same thing with Trump. They say, you know, well, he's this and he's that. But what's he doing about it? Okay, Rob, what are you doing about it?
About the weather.
And this is him at an event, at a press conference, explaining what's going on. It's all of 4 minutes. I can't listen to it for 4 minutes. He makes me nuts. But here's his explanation.
But the weather didn't pull the trigger. And you can talk about jobs, and they count. But in parts of the city where there aren't jobs, people did not pull the trigger. There are values. There are too many guns on the street. Too many people with criminal records on the street. And there is a shortage of values about what is right, what is wrong. What is acceptable, what is condoned, and what is condemned.
Yeah, but where is that coming from? You say there's too many guns and too many criminals on the street. Well, what are you doing about it? Stopping selling guns in this country isn't going to fix that. There are illegal guns everywhere. There are people getting a hold of guns that are coming in from other countries, other areas. Well, how are you going to fix that, Rob? You have too many criminals on the street. Why don't you do a sweep? Why don't you get the people in there you need to get in there to actually fix it? Why don't you saturate communities at night? Maybe, you know, pay a little overtime to the cops and have them saturated in different communities at night to start weeding those people out. Why don't you put Stop and Frisk back in? Yeah, I'm sorry. Some of you can go, oh, my God, look what he's saying. Yeah, too bad. Deal with it. If it saves a life, I can be inconvenienced. In this case, it may have saved a half a dozen lives. You know, what's really funny about it, and I don't mean funny, ha-ha, and you know that. Can you imagine? Now, at the time of this particular writing I'm looking at, there were now 11 people that were shot and killed. And 70 others were wounded. 70. Right, think about this. What if this was a school? What if this happened at a school? Every Dem, every left-leaning whatever would be out there screaming, we have to remove guns, we have to stop doing this, we have to protect our kids. An 11-year-old kid was shot. Where's the outcry? Where's the outrage? Where's the protesting in the streets? Where's those same white folks that were all over this in the schools? Where's Sharpton? Where's Jackson? Where's Obama? Where's Hillary? And Rahm Emanuel has been offered help from the President of these United States. Why hasn't he asked for it? Why hasn't he accepted it? Right? It doesn't make any sense. You can't, on one hand, talk about how your heart's broken and you're bleeding and you just don't understand what's going on here and violence is out of control. And then you say, we have too many criminals on the street. Well, what are you doing to get rid of them? Are you getting the help you need? And as far as values go, look at, he says, we have a shortage of values about what is right, what is wrong. And then he said that anyone who knew the identity of the shooter has a moral responsibility to speak up. Why? You can't protect me. Why am I going to open my mouth? Why don't I just slit my own throat? Because they won't even be that nice to me if they find out I'm the one who told. You can't obviously protect us. That's what I would be saying if I'm living in Chicago and he's the mayor. There are many groups asking him to step down. And look, I'm not saying this because he was affiliated with Obama, that he's Obama's buddy. Matter of fact, that makes it even worse because he should have, years ago, he should have been able to get help from the federal government. But what makes it worse is you should be able to pick up the phone right now and say, hey, Barack buddy, I need you here. Al, come on down. Jesse, I don't know, stop what you're doing and head over. We need some help over here. Why aren't they calling for help? No, really, why aren't they calling for help? Now, when you look at this, and I realize, you know, you've got neighborhood people out all over the place. You've got pastors and others that are out there talking about how outrageous this is, and it needs to stop. My question is, why do you keep voting him in? Right? Why do you keep voting people like this back in that won't do anything? In 2017, there were 650 people shot and killed. Or 650 people. I'll explain it when we come back from the other side. Kind of confusing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. More. I won't spend the whole hour on this because I got other stuff I want to talk about. We'll be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Boston made history Monday by swearing in the city's first black police commissioner. Born and raised in Dorchester, Commissioner William Gross first joined the Boston Police Department as a cadet in 1983. At the swearing-in, Gross thanked the city leaders who came before him.
We had men and women that were visionaries to move us to the next step. So that one day, it doesn't matter where you're at from the city, we can call you police commissioner.
Chicago had an unacceptably violent weekend. Those words Monday from the city's police superintendent. At least 11 people were killed and 53 injured in shootings between Friday and Sunday. At a news conference alongside police leaders, Mayor Rahm Emanuel called on communities affected most by gun violence to do more to help authorities.
What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood in Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Some messed up white people. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that in all sincerity. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. You know, again, I've been beating up. And, you know, it's I don't want to make it sound like I'm taking advantage of this, because I'm not. I'd like to see the violence stop, too. But when and how are you going to get it to stop in Chicago? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. And I've only got so much time to get these stories out, and I want to jump on them. You want to learn more about the show? You want to help me out? You want to help us in get to the areas we're not currently in right now? Head over to TheRealSide.com where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can make a minor contribution. You can buy a book, a T-shirt. There's so much you can do up there online. So, but as far as the pray for those people in Chicago, I mean, seriously, if you're not a praying person, then send your good vibes. Do whatever it is that you do. But they need help. They need a lot of help. Because their mayor's not doing it for them. And the community as a whole, you know, the people in the community are one thing, but the community leaders are not doing it for them. The New York Attorney General, or candidate, I should say, for New York Attorney General, is quite an interesting young woman. Yeah. The, God. Well, you got to hear this first. She hates ICE so much. She hates the law. What is it with these candidates that are running? They hate the law. The candidates running today want no border. That's not what the majority of American people want. Right? I mean, one candidate was talking about, can you imagine no wall at the Mexican border? Can you imagine no boundaries at the... Really? This is the guy you want in office? I hope to God you're paying attention. And if you listen to some of those walk-away clips, you go find, you know, the people, they're talking about what's going on there. Most of them say the same thing. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't listening. I thought my party was the right party. And they left. Take a listen. This is the New York Attorney General candidate who said that she would prosecute ICE for what they're doing. Although, shows you how much she doesn't know about the law.
As Attorney General, I will continue to speak out against ICE. I will prosecute ICE for their criminal acts. Criminal
act? What is a criminal? What criminal act? What criminal act is she talking about? I'm curious. I'm not just curious. I'm confused. So they're rounding up people here illegally. That's like saying I'm going to pull over a police officer for speeding while he's chasing somebody that's speeding. Really? I mean, how stupid do we get? But these people will get elected, and they'll get elected because of party ideologues, for people who will vote for members of their party no matter what. And they won't pay attention. They'll look at a piece of paper that shows up 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the election that says, here's the people you need to vote for, period, end of discussion. Isn't that wonderful? And it's not the way it should be. It's just not the way it should be. But she wants to abolish, you ready for this? She wants to abolish the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, to wipe it out. And if elected, to one of the highest law enforcement seats in the country. And we're talking about New York. She'll prosecute ICE. So she's willing to protect the illegals more than she is the American public. You notice none of these people talk about patriotism. None of them talk about Americans. They'll say, well, this is not the American way. This is not the America I grew up in. Yes, you did. And it was even more strict in your days. It was more strict in my days. My mom couldn't get back in the country because she left her green card somewhere. She says that that ICE has become a tool for fear and illegality. But when you're going after people that are here illegally, I mean, what exactly? See, notice that they haven't called out anything that they've done illegally. Right? She said, the fact that we even call this law enforcement is a real offense. Right. So if the law says that you're to pick up people that are here illegally, I mean, I'm oversimplifying. But if the law says that we're supposed to pick up people that are here illegally, right, and deport them, lock them up, get them a hearing, and we do that, we're breaking a law, or it's an unjust law, then guess what? Change the law. You don't get just to break the law. Change the law. And we're talking about people, Senator Bernie Sanders, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Elizabeth Warren, all of them want to dismantle ICE. Right? What does ICE do? Does anybody even know what ICE does? Do these people have a clue as to what ICE does, what it has done, and how much it has actually protected us? Now, I want you to know that after 9/11, when they created ICE, if you would, you look at that stuff, everybody, both sides of the aisle were for them. Both sides of the aisle were for having ICE, for having a Homeland Security group. Agency, whatever. And, you know, we can trust the Dems to know what's right for us from a security standpoint, right? Remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz? She was the last one. She wouldn't let go of her IT guy. Guys that had access to your information, my information, a whole bunch of other information. And we found out later on that these guys weren't doing good things with our data. I won't call them spies, if you would, but I would call them people who did not like America. And then you got Dianne Feinstein. This is just a gem and a half, isn't it? Now, the report from the San Francisco Chronicle says a longtime former staffer for Senator Dianne Feinstein was acting as a spy for the Chinese government. Don't tell me she wasn't told. Right, the FBI investigation had been going on for a long time. 5 years ago, the FBI told her that her driver was being investigated on charges of espionage. Think about it. Right? At that point in time, what would you do as an American? What would you do as a U.S. citizen, as somebody who loved this country? I'm sorry, Johnny. You're going to have to go on either paid leave or non-paid leave until this is over. Because if there's a chance at all that you're a spy, I don't want you here. I want you gone. Right? Check this out. He'd been employed by her for 20 years. He acted as a gopher in the senator's office and a liaison to the Asian American community. He attended multiple Chinese consulate functions on behalf of the senator. And according to reports, the staffer may not have even known that he had been recruited by the Chinese government while on a visit to Asia. See, family, you know, someone connected to the People's Republic of China's ministry reached out to him, you know, started talking with him, started being friendly with him. He didn't even know what was happening, the anonymous source told the Chronicle. He thought he was just helping out some friends. Now, the rest of Feinstein's staff reportedly also had no idea that the staffer had been used by the Chinese government. But when she found out that he was being investigated, what would you do? I got to ask you the question, because I know what I would have done. I would have picked up the phone. I would have called the FBI. I mean, think of her position. Think of where she's been sitting. Right? The House Intelligence Committee. Think about this. So, and at one time she was chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee. She served on the committee, and she served on the committee in lesser roles over the years as well. But still, pick up the phone. Say to the FBI, you know what my position is. You know what's going on. You know you might or might not have an investigation. What do I need to do? What do I need to do to make sure that we're safe? Do I need to put him on paid leave? Do I need to give him another job for all? What do I need to do? Right? Now, people inside said that even after the staffer was questioned by the FBI, he still remained friends with some of those people in the Chinese consulate. He was not charged with a crime. Right? No, and Feinstein said, well, look, no member of my staff had security clearance. So what does that mean? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about after the break.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Help
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
He was a famous trumpet man from Oshawa.
We are back.
He had a
boogie
style, but no one else could.
Too bad that he's... Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation, being here with us, being involved. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. So, you know, head up to the website. Again, this is an election year for a lot of people. I'm looking at some of the numbers. I don't believe polls anymore. I am done with polls because they haven't been right in eons. But the same token, we tend to be conservatives. We tend to be lazy at times. We tend to think because we think a certain way, everybody else thinks that way. It doesn't work that way. So if you're backing somebody, if you're in a city, a town, a state, where it may be a little tight, get out there and vote. Get other people to go out there and vote. Get them to make phone calls with you, for you, on your behalf, or what have you. Get people engaged and involved. I can't think of the candidates' names, but in Ohio, there's a very tight race. They're a couple of points apart. Don't let this be the first time in 20-some-odd years that this seat goes to a Democrat, especially when President Trump needs so much help right now. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. And in two more, and don't wait 2 years. I'm not telling you have to work full time for somebody, but make sure you're engaged and involved in doing things, you know, locally all throughout the year, all throughout before we, you know, you actually get into the election cycle. And all these people want to talk about how nasty and bad President Trump is. All the things he's done because he, you know, he hates people. He hates everybody but himself. Don't you know that? It's really that simple for some. Let's talk about a few things. And I just, you know what, these are more than anything, these are simply reminders. Because I know a lot of you already know this. But let's bring them back up to your remembrance, because I'm so tired of the distractions. Right? You look at what's going on in the stock market. You look at what's going on with trade. Yeah, some of it's hard to handle. Some of it makes us uncomfortable. But it's like everything else. You know, I look at some of this, when you have to reset your body, whether it's from the way you've been eating, for drugs or whatever, you've got some pain. You've got some uncomfort going on. From a governmental standpoint, think about that. I mean, some of the things you should be high on the list, some of the stuff we should remember. The U.S. Embassy moved to Jerusalem under President Trump. Other presidents had said they were going to do it. Other presidents had said that Jerusalem was the capital. Why was it the only capital, or one of the only capitals, where we didn't have our embassy? Do we not like the Jews? Do we have something against the Jews? We're just doing lip service? And then Trump secures the release of American prisoners from North Korea? Obama could have done that. I mean, he was willing to work with the others, Iran. I mean, think about something. He worked with Iran. He was trying to work a deal with Iran while they were screaming death to America. And then on top of all of that, which is even better, which I love more, on top of all of that, as he's working with Iran through the deal, they take two of our ships they had no business taking, right? They broke the Geneva, the Geneva Convention? They took pictures of those prisoners, which they're not supposed to do. They did all that. Not a word from Obama. Not a word. When he found out that Russia was screwing around in our elections, what did he tell them? Very definite. Knock that off. I'm sure that scared Putin. Trump signed a work order calling for all work requirements for welfare programs. Same thing Clinton did. Obama decided you can't have people work for money. You should be able to give it to them. And then Trump again, because he's so sick mentally, I don't know if you knew that, he nominates the first woman for the head of the CIA, even though he hates women. Don't you know that? Under the record tax cuts that Trump put out there that were going to kill the economy, kill people are going to starve to death, riots in the streets, you know, jumping after those crumbs that are left on the streets. The feds collected record tax dollars, even after the cuts. And in January of 2018, they actually ran a surplus. Think about that. Now, some of you don't like this, but, you know, he signed a sweeping two-year budget. Made sure the military was funded. I don't know about you guys, but at some point in time, I'm sitting here going, we have to take care of them. We have to make sure they have the equipment. We have to make sure they have the money they need to operate. This is getting out of hand. And now they have that money. And the left says, well, the military didn't ask for it. Of course they don't, and didn't. Maybe not out loud. But the money was needed. The repairs were needed. The parts were needed. The upgrades are needed to keep them safe. You got loons now running on the socialist platform talking about cutting military budgets by like a half and giving it to people, giving it to entitlement programs. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Trump signed the bipartisan bill to combat synthetic opioids. Trump gets rid of over 16,000 bureaucrats. I know. Somebody goes, that's 16,000. You're happy about 16,000 people not having a job? I'm happy about 16,000 people not being paid to sit around and do very little. There's been reports over the years, long before Trump got in, about duplicity of departments, about duplicity of job titles or structures. We had departments that have been around forever that you didn't need anymore. They weren't doing anything. President Trump set a record for lifetime appointed judges in 2017. Right? Let's look at the other side of this. Let me see. I love this stuff. In the economy, record numbers of employed. Think about this. We have over 63% labor participation, an unemployment rate that's well under 4%, which is somewhat considered zero. Right? Worker pay rates are on the rise. Black and Hispanic unemployment rates hit record lows. Business investment is up almost 40% since tax cuts. That means businesses are investing money in research and development or in putting buildings up, bringing more jobs to the table. I'm sorry. How is that a problem? I mean, some of you have heard this in bits and pieces, but this is a reality. You need to hear this more. Food stamp usage drops by 500,000 in one single month. Does that mean that people are starving? No. No. That means they no longer qualify. Why? Because they have jobs. They're making money. They can buy their own food. Manufacturing is coming back. Manufacturing jobs are up. I think it was 30-some-odd thousand were brought back in 1 month, another 20,000 in another month. They had left for overseas. They didn't leave for another state. They didn't just jump over the border. Right? The household net worth pushing further into record territories. U.S. consumer confidence is at a 17-year high. So you can't... This goes into the days of George Bush. George W., right? So we're having record highs for consumer confidence. They well passed Obama into the years of George W. How does that happen? U.S. home building permits soared to the highest level since 2007. The economy is just growing at a fantastic rate. Now, because of the tariffs, there are some issues, yeah. It's not the end of the world. Right? The U.S. jobless claims, they dropped to a 45-year low. And wages have jumped to the highest level since 2009. Who was in office in 2009? Trump decreases the debt-to-GDP ratio for the first time in over 50 years. Right? Because of the tax Trump plan, Apple committed to $350 billion, bringing it back to the U.S., and saying they've been able to do it because of the tax plan under Homeland Security. Now, even though ICE is being beat up, Trump took the shackles off of ICE. Right, he took all those draconian regulations that Obama put on them and pulled them off. See, it's not the way to do it. Really, what should be done is Congress should get off their butts. They should grow a spine. They should do the job we sent them there to do. And they should take care of business. That's what they should do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, next hour, Walt Heyer is going to join us. Remember Walt? He was the one that was I called him my double transgender. And I'm not being mean about it. And I'm not even being funny. And I'm not being lighthearted. It's true. He went from male to female to male. And when you hear how they treated them, hopefully you'll be as outraged as I am. Because it definitely had nothing to do with love Trump's hate. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.